be with you. Reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" Gospel of the Lord. So when Jesus asks us to pray, first pray to the Father, His Father, also our Father. He really gives this special gift for us, that we share His life, His divine life, through the Eucharist. When we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, we receive Him, body and blood, body and soul of Jesus. So what we received, that we become what will we be. So if we receive the body of Christ, that means we share His divinity. So it's a precious gift. So, but Jesus at times told some of His saints that we do not have enough attention towards receiving the Holy Eucharist. Especially right after communion, we just, our head is go astray. We don't keep Him centered. Jesus expects to be with us after the Last Supper at the Garden of Gethsemane. The three disciples were sleeping, and Jesus requests them, "Can you stay with me for an hour?" So Jesus expects us to stay with this open heart, to live with Him. We thank the Lord. We have an adoration chapel. At times when you have free time, stay with Jesus. Of course, Jesus, God is present everywhere, but in a special way, He's present in the Blessed Sacrament. So He is expecting, "Stay with me." So tell Jesus what you desire, and tell Him that you love Him and want to be with Him. We share one fatherhood, then we share brotherhood also. At least when we come to chapel, we have considered all people we meet on the during the day, they are our brothers and sisters. We have only one Father in heaven.